Peace and blessings. Welcome back to Just Living, a podcast that speaks on the voices of women of color near and far, who is driven to get any and everything she wants out of life. Life stories, tips, how to properly lay those edges, and honest talks from your host, your girl, Essence of Shea. This podcast was created to break through any barriers stopping you from being at your best, transforming your life, and setting your own boundaries. Let's get started with Just Living. Welcome to 2020. What it do, boo? What's poppin'? Welcome back to Just Living in 2020. I haven't spoken to you guys in so long. This is not gonna be a long episode. If you wanna know the backstory, please go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/EssenceOfShea, and I got the full story about where I've been. But in this podcast, I wanted to do a reflection of my decade thus far and how I closed that chapter, sis. Actually, I closed that book. She gone. She's put up in the library. I really don't want to reread her. I mean, I learned some stuff from her, but she good, sis. We good. We don't need to meet again. You know what I'm saying? But how are you guys doing? Listen, Just Living has been revamped. Yes, I'm still going to give you stories that I read that I've wrote in, but I'm also going to give you live and direct content as well. I'll be having some guests. We're just doing a whole new thing because we want to be consistent. Hello, in 2020. My pastor said, do not leave your seat, child. And I left my seat to go do something else. And by leaving it, somebody else came into my seat, into my domain, into my blessing, and soared. Because what? I was looking at everybody else instead of focusing on myself. So in this decade, in this year, the year of four, I will be focusing on me. So what I've learned in the decade that we have just closed thy chapter to was to focus on me. I tell you what, 10 years of people pleasing, 10 years of dimming my light, 10 years of not thinking I was enough, 10 years of keeping people around who didn't need to be around, 10 years of me manipulating situations to get my way, but then still losing at the end of the day, 10 years of bad decision, 10 years have taught me a lot. More importantly, it has put a lot of gray hair on the top of my head, sis. You know, they say embrace it, but I feel like I'm too, it is what it is. But yeah, man, my relationship with God has been lacking. My relationship with self has been lacking. My potential in myself has been lacking. You can always see potential in everybody else, but you can't see it. And like, you can see it in yourself, but you can see, like, you can see somebody that you know is about to make it. You can see them 10 years from now, but can you see yourself? That is what this decade has taught me. Something about, it felt the same way when I turned 30. Something about when that midnight clock just struck. Something in me changed. I started to look at myself differently in a positive way. Same thing with 2020. I was at church and I started the year of good. What did you do? Did you get lit? I feel like you did. No judgments. We ain't judging. But I went to church, and as the bishop was preaching and he was giving such an amazing ceremony, it became abundantly clear that I was starting to feel different. Nobody said anything to me. Nobody touched my shoulder. Nothing. I can hear his, I can see his mouth moving, but something, I wasn't hearing the words, but something came over me and I just felt relief. Like I felt relieved. Like the pressure of whatever that I was holding on to for the past 10 years, all of a sudden, it just, the jealousy of other people, the worrying about other people, the not putting myself first, the all this stuff, the just not procrastinating, you know what I'm saying? Letting other people dictate what I wanted to do, just a lot, just all of it felt like, girl, I just don't have to deal with this no more. It's almost like God was like, listen, Shay, you've been dealing with this for a long time. What we about to do is not about to do this. You know what I'm saying? What we about to do is do something different. Because what you did for a very long time obviously ain't work for you, sis. That what he told me? He said, obviously, it ain't work for you, sis. Let's try something different. Let's mind our business. Let's focus on self. Let's focus on all them great ideas that you have, you know? So that's what I want to tell you out there is whatever you've been holding on to, whatever you've been dealing with, we are entering the second week of the new year. Whatever you have been dealing with in 2019, because for me, 2019 was crud. But it also was good. I got the most brand deals that I've ever had in my whole career of doing influencing and blogging. So it was blessings. This decade, I was in Essence magazine. I met some amazing people. I took my first cruise. Like, I did a lot of stuff. But isn't it funny that the bad stuff always outweighs the good? So what I want to tell you is let those things go. Let that ex go. Let those exes go. Let that past job go. Let those bosses who treated you bad go. Let that family member who makes you feel inadequate go. Let those self-doubts that you have in your head, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. A lot of times we fester on things and we dwell on things and we don't realize we are the reason why certain situations keep happening. Our mind set. My friend was telling me that he spoke with his mentor and his mentor has this mindset coach. Mind blown. A mindset coach who is teaching you how to change your mindset. And in order to do that, the first thing is to let stuff go. We have to. The year 2020, I want us to let it go. Let it go. Let it what? Go. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just let it go. Things are going to happen. My mistake is to always start the year off great. And then when something happens, oh, my year is done. It's over with. Whatever. I don't care. No. Things happen. But that does not mean that outlines what the rest of the year is going to be with for you, for me, for us. Work through the problems, understand why these things happen, try to figure out ways to make them not continue to happen, not dwell on the things from last year and bring it into the new. Let it go. Let it go. And my next tip is to focus on you. This is a year of you. Focus on you. Listen, my angel number is 4. My numerology number is 4. I've been seeing 4 everywhere. And to be honest, the angel number 4 means like the angels are trying to communicate with me that love is close by, that I'm on the right track. So I know what I'm doing is finally breaking through whatever dark cloud was over my head. And I hope you can do the same thing, sis. Listen, we are in a new time. This is a new book that you are writing. What I said in the beginning, put that other book up on the shelf and let her live. A couple years from now, you could take her down and reread some of the chapters and see where you are right now and what you learned, but not right now. It's too fresh. Let's leave her on the shelf. Let's not worry about that ministry anymore. I am so excited for this new year. You guys don't even get it. I'm so excited. I'm going to take it 1 week at a time. I already outlined what I want to do each week. Well, not each week, but for the month of January, what my goals are. And each week, I'm going to write my intentions for the week. Listen, I'm serious about what I want to do and how I want to change my life. And the only person who can do that is what? Me. You. Us. I love y'all. Get excited with me. We about to come to you every Tuesday. I said Monday, but I'm not trying to make no excuses because I just had this whole speech, but it is what it is. I'm just going to be honest with y'all. I work on Sundays and sometimes I'm just really tired to record and have her out on a Monday. Actually, you know what? No, I'm not about to do that. I'm not going to make an excuse. I will see y'all every Monday. Season 2, she here. Season 1 was a little wilted, but we here with season 2. Thank you for tuning in to Just Living. We in 2020, y'all. If you enjoyed this recording, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And I hope to hear from you soon. Talk to you later. Bye.